Welcome to Autocast 3. It's just me this time. Grax is away doing something, I can't really be sure. But today is Mother's Day. And so I thought I'd go over and see my parents, go and represent, got the flowers and everything, got to be the good son, etc. It was nice. I enjoy spending time with my family. Perhaps it's a case of not living with them for quite a long time. So now whenever I do go back, it's always it always feels like it's been a while. And there's always loads of things to talk about. So I enjoy doing that. The other cool thing to do with my family is hang out with my sister and her fiancé now. That's Becky Maslin and Danny Smith. They're actually famous, believe it or not. They were contestants on Tool Academy in the UK, a beautiful TV show whereby it's cast as a borstal for bad boyfriends. And Danny went from being a bad boyfriend to an awesome fiancé, and they won and rocked out. And so spent quite most of the day hanging out with those, which was kind of fun. They're interesting. My little sister is a fascinating cook. She's this really blonde, waify girl, and yet when she said she was going to go and cook, she just went and grabbed a massive pile of butter, 4 eggs, just threw it all in together and just grated 1/2 liter of cheese, and then just proceeded to just slam it all in and make an omelette. That's one girl that never will have to worry about her weight at this rate. The other topic that I was interested in talking about is the new Back to the Future games. I'm a big fan of the old original films. They just have this resonance with me, the idea of these really cool jackets that Marty McFly wears, and it's totally 80s, and it's just ridiculously retro now. But these games are just they take place basically in the Back to the Future universe, where you're playing with time, but not particularly as much as you'd expect. You don't end up going backwards and forwards to different times quite so often, and a lot of the time it really is just the universe of Back to the Future rather than the time travel mechanics being played. So it's a game by Telltale. These guys have been making adventure, point-and-click adventure games now for maybe 50 years. They're one of the few companies that can successfully do episodic gaming, whereby they try and release lots of small bits all the time instead of just trying to hammer out 1 2-year blockbuster game. In fact, right now they're working on the game for Jurassic Park and The Walking Dead, the comics, which I am so excited for those as well. I've just found that Telltale's games have always had these interesting stories that are just based on usually quite comical characters. So there was the Sam and Max series. They did the new versions of The Secret of Monkey Island. That was pretty good too. There are all these little games that last maybe 2 or 3 hours, and they're just brilliant for playing with somebody else. So I've never actually played one of these games on my own. I've been playing Back to the Future with Billy Ford. I've been playing Sam and Max with Floatstar PX. I played Curse of Monkey Island with Mbot. I've always had someone that I could play it with, and it's really been fun to do these kind of small-scale social games with people. So to wrap up that, I guess any game made by the guys that make the new Back to the Future game is worth playing, and to be frank, if you get the chance, you should. I think they're on pretty much every available computer. You can get it on the Mac, PC, Xbox. I'm not sure about Xbox, actually. You can get it on the iPad, right? anyway, yeah, that's me. I'm done for today. Ciao.